Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
712, let's get right to Senator Mark Kirk. Talked to him yesterday after the show, and when Andre and I sat down and grabbed the phone, there he was, Senator Kirk. Hello, Senator Kirk. How are you? Good. You? And then we got after it. Senator Kirk on a bus tour of the state. One of the things I wanted to know is, what is he hearing from Illinois voters about what their major concerns are? Here we go.
I think the main concern for me right now is to make sure we end this scourge of 384 shootings that we had in August. To join with Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York,
right,
to criminalize gun trafficking to criminal drug gangs. I want to make sure the gangster disciples run out of ammo and weapons. I've been appropriating $18 million a year to take on the gangs of national significance, and I'm hoping to use that money to repeat the success of the feds against Capone that happened in 1928, that really opened the window for the 1960s economy of Chicago to emerge. We cannot build a 23rd century economy in Chicago if we are headquarters for Murder Incorporated.
Right, and the national image just drives me nuts, because you and I both know how great a city this is and how great a state this is and the great people that live here, and every single story centers around these thugs who control the West Side.
I tell you, I'm working on something that's very exciting. I'm working on a project to make sure that Illinois is home to the fastest mainframe computer in the world. It's going to be called Aurora. We've already put $165 million in exascale computing that will come to Argonne. And the reason why this exascale computing is so important is there are very complicated things out there, like proteins that Abbott Laboratories deals with, and you need that exascale computing. They took me through a diagram of a cylinder in an internal combustion engine that they were working on for Caterpillar that squirted out the fuel through the fuel injectors in 36-degree arcs. And the question was 36-degree arcs the best way to spray fuel into an internal combustion engine? And if we have the perfect efficiency, then we will have the most powerful and efficient engines in the world. That means exports, exports, exports. For me, one of my great triumphs here in the Senate is saving the Export-Import Bank of the United States, which is responsible for 57,000 jobs in Illinois.
It's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
It is, yeah.
Especially
if your paycheck comes from Boeing or Caterpillar.
What is the timeline for something like that to be accomplished?
Right now, we're working out a problem with one of my colleagues here, who is not allowing a quorum to be formed on the Export-Import Bank board, and I think we finally worked that out. We'll get XM. When I talk to the guy who runs Caterpillar, Doug Oberhelman. I said, what's the first thing you're going to do once XM gets rolling? He said, sell several hundred million dollars worth of Peoria-built locomotives to Egypt. And making sure that export can happen is a high priority of mine.
So am I understanding you right, that there is a Senate procedural matter that's slowing this down?
There is. The former chair of the Banking Committee is holding up a nominee that would allow a key committee on the Export-Import Bank to operate. And he's very misguided here, thinking somehow by holding up this thing, we inhibit the XM. In my case, I think we're actually providing opportunities for our competitors. And I want to make sure that Illinois has the financing to make the sale.
It's foundational, too, because, Senator Kirk, I know that you're backing family farmers like the Senate hasn't in a very long time. At the same time, you want to do the world's fastest computer, and somewhere in the middle and equally important is trying to fix FEMA so people that are victims of storms actually are taken care of. There's a lot on your plate.
We did have a problem when a Category 5 tornado devastated the town of Washington, Illinois.
Right.
It destroyed 1,100 homes there, and FEMA got back to Senator Durbin and I and said, you know what? Under our current formula, we can't help this community. In the middle of this near-biblical destruction, we need to pass the Kirk-Durbin legislation to make sure that FEMA could help a community out like Washington, Illinois.
And how important is it as a senator to be able to work with Senator Durbin across the aisle the way you have?
It's very important. You know, the problem is to make sure that a institution as divided as the Senate works for us. In my case, that is especially with economic development and anti-gang activity, to make sure those bipartisan principles are held true. If we fix the gang problem, then have a way to not become murder incorporated in United States. Make sure we really change the reputation of Chicago the way Elliot Ness did back in the 20s.
I've heard people say that if Congresswoman Duckworth were to win, we would start over with your Senate seat because of longevity that you've had, committees that you sit on, and basically thump that you have in the Senate. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that. In my case, I chair a couple of committees of good advantage to Illinois. I chair a committee of Senate Banking on International Security. We're going to be doing a hearing coming up on this $400 million ransom payment that was made by the administration to Iran. I would note, when we look in the details, they made the payment in cash. It was a 500-euro notes, and the irony is the European Union has already discontinued the 500-euro note because they worried that that note was so heavily used in drug trafficking and terror.
It's just so clumsy because we had to get our guys back, but there had to be a way to get them back without making it look exactly how it looked.
But, you know, we didn't have to get our guys back. We shouldn't have paid the ransom. The irony is the State Department, shortly after the payment was made, issued a worldwide travel alert to Americans saying, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking to kidnap an American and in return for a ransom payment. And I want to make sure you as an American citizen, you get to travel to any country that you want to. We shouldn't put a price on the heads of Americans. In this case, it was $400 million.
No, I understand. I understand that.
$100 million per person. I want to make sure that... I've just backed legislation by Senator Rubio of Florida to block any ransom payments and make sure that any money from the judgment funds, which the president used as the source for this payment, go to the victims of Iranian terror. We've added up about 700 Americans who have been killed directly by Iranian terror, led by the 241 Marines, including John Phillips from Wilmette, Illinois, who I knew in church, who was killed in the Marine barracks in 1983.
It's KirkForSenate.com is the website. Before I let you go, a lot of talk this week about who's got more generals and admirals endorsing these candidates. What is that important?
Right now with foreign national security high on our list of key issues, I would say that the Chicagoland economy does not work well in a terror environment. With when you combine O'Hare and Midway, we are already the center of the civil aircraft industry for the United States. In a terror environment, we can't maintain that leadership. My job is to make sure for all the moms and dads who show up to work in the Willis Tower each day, they all going to come home tonight safe.
It's United States Senator Mark Kirk running for re-election. And again, KirkForSenate.com. You could also go to his standard Senate website for the Senate business that he's involved in day-to-day, Kirk.Senate.gov.
Got. That's right. Right there. We hope to help out, especially veterans there, to make sure that we sort things out for everybody.
Always appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to work there, and we'll be in touch.